It is important to know what you believe and why you believe it. Over the past 5 weeks, we have been in a series of sermons called We Believe, Seven Key Beliefs That Lie at the Heart of the Christian Faith. So far, we have established that as Christians, we believe in God the Father, Creator of heaven and earth, that He sent Jesus the Son as the one and only way to Him, that followers of Jesus have received the Holy Spirit, the power by which real life change occurs. And we are now, because of Jesus, a part of God's big family, a united group of believers worldwide that are all looking forward to the resurrection of the body and eternal life as our destination. These are the things we believe as Christians, and today we look at a sixth vital belief that lies at the heart of the Christian faith. The passage upon which our teaching is based this morning is found in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 through 25, and I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. Matthew 1, 18 to 25. This is how Jesus, the Messiah, was born. His mother, Mary, was engaged to be married to Joseph. But before the marriage took place, while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her fiancé, was a good man and did not want to disgrace her publicly. So he decided to break the engagement quietly. As he considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream. "Joseph, son of David," the angel said, "do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her was conceived by the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus. For he will save his people from their sins." All of this occurred to fulfill the Lord's message through His prophet. "Look, the virgin will conceive a child, and she will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded and took Mary as his wife, but he did not have sexual relations with her until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. As Christians, we believe that Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born to a virgin. But why does the virgin birth matter? In fact, does it really matter? Is it vital to what it means to be a Christian? I say to you this morning that it matters because the virgin birth is the means by which God became human. It is in the virgin birth that God shows Himself to be beyond us and before us. You see, in the virgin birth, we see that Jesus being born, He is not born as any normal human being. He had no normal birth. Eons before the birth in Bethlehem, from the very beginning, the Spirit of Jesus always existed. He is before all things. He is the very spoken word that laid the foundations of the earth. He is the great I Am, the one who was with God and was God from the very beginning. But through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Himself overshadowed the Virgin Mary. And a part of the triune nature of the eternal and changeless God laid aside His glorious standing in heaven, humbled Himself, and came to earth in the form of an infant, divinely implanted in Mary's womb. You see, this was no normal conception, and it was no normal birth. A virgin conceived a child. She gave birth to a son called Emmanuel. God is with us. And this, in fact, is the central belief of Christianity, that God came in the flesh. As Oswald Chambers once reflected, Jesus Christ was born into this world, not from it. He did not emerge out of history. He came into history from the outside. Jesus Christ is not the best human being the human race can boast of. He is a being for whom the human race can take no credit at all. He is not man becoming God, but God incarnate, God coming into human flesh from outside of it. You see, our God, who is beyond us and before us, in the virgin birth became one of us. And that is exactly what we needed. And that is why we come together today, and that is to adore Him. As Christians, we believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. But just what does the virgin birth mean to us? The powerful significance of the virgin birth of Christ was first communicated by an angel to the man who ultimately would raise Jesus. Joseph was a carpenter from Nazareth, engaged to be married to Mary. Imagine the shock of finding out that your fiancé is pregnant and you know that the child is not yours. Joseph, however, shows incredible love and mercy upon Mary by intending to protect her from public disgrace, even though his heart must have been breaking with the realization that Mary must have cheated on him. But an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph to reveal the reality of the situation. Mary has not been unfaithful to him. Rather, she has conceived a child by supernatural power. And the angel of the Lord says to Joseph in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21 the following words: "And she will have a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." Let's, for the next few moments, examine that sentence in each of its parts. First, "and she will have a son." Mary's going to give birth to a son, Mary herself. You see, Mary's delivery would fulfill a promise that had been made to humanity long, long ago in the Garden of Eden from the very beginning. When that devilish serpent tempted Adam and Eve to rebel against the Creator, the Lord cursed the serpent by saying, "And I will cause hostility between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. He will strike your head, he will strike your heel, and you will strike his head." The ancients usually thought about conception in terms of a man implanting his seed into the womb of a woman, and thus the womb of a woman was no more than simply an incubator. And yet God speaks of the seed of woman. God speaks of the fact that the coming one would be the seed that came through the line of Eve. Mary herself, the descendant of Eve, would have a son. She would bear seed, and this child would be the seed of woman. The angel tells Joseph, "You are to name him Jesus." The name here is literally Iesus, which is the Greek form of a very common Hebrew name, Yeshua. That literally means Yahweh is salvation. The angel tells Joseph, "Name this boy Yahweh is salvation." There could be no more appropriate name for God coming into this world. He is Emmanuel, God with us, and He is Jesus. Yahweh is salvation. We cannot save ourselves, and therefore we needed God Himself to be our salvation. The angel of the Lord then proclaims tidings of great joy, the message of good news, the gospel about this child Jesus. and he will save his people from their sins. Jesus, of course, was the son of David, a descendant of that king. And so Jesus' people, first and foremost, would have been the Israelite people, the Jews. He would bring salvation to his own people. And yet Jesus also was a descendant of Abraham, the one to whom the promise had been made long ago that all the nations of the world will be blessed through your seed. Jesus was born as one of us, as a human being. And he is not ashamed to call us his brothers and sisters. Who better to save us than God himself, who became human and understands our weaknesses? For he faced all the same testings that you and I face, and yet he never sinned. So what does the virgin birth of Jesus mean to you and me? It means that Jesus, in Jesus, God became one of us. It means that instead of coming to a throne of judgment when we come to God, instead of coming to a throne of condemnation when we come before the Creator, if we come through Jesus, we can come boldly to a throne and find grace to help in time of need, in the time when we need it the most. What does the virgin birth mean to us? It means that we have a Savior who was and is completely God and completely human all at the same time. Jesus was born as a human child to show that he's really human, but he's not merely human. It means that we have a perfect ambassador who can negotiate terms of peace between God and the human race. You see, God the Father wants all of us to be saved, each one of us, you and me. And so he sent his Son. There is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. This man, Christ Jesus, came to us as a Savior in a manger. In the words of the old prophet Isaiah, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." From the mouth of Zechariah, the prophet, the father of John the Baptizer, "Praise the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has visited and redeemed his people. He has sent us a mighty Savior from the royal line of his servant David, just as he promised through his holy prophets long ago." Why does the virgin birth matter? Because it is in this event that God becomes a child of man to enable you and me to become children of God. Jesus was born of a virgin to give you and me the right to be born again of God. The Apostle John explains it well when he writes, "Jesus came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed in him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. That is why the Word became human and made his home among us." The virgin birth of Jesus was a birth that came directly from God, and that is the same kind of new birth that God wants to give to you too. With Jesus, you see, you have the opportunity to start your life all over again. You have the opportunity for a fresh start, a new beginning. You can be reborn. You can experience innocence and purity once more. Jesus came to give you a right to that. And so I ask you, will you come and be born again today? There is no better day than today. come and accept the birth of Jesus Christ. Because it's in His birth that you are provided the means by which you can be provided a new birth. So won't you come today and accept the fact that Jesus in His birth came into this world as God among us, as one that was beyond us and before us, but He became one of us. He became a child of man that we might become children of God. Won't you come this morning and be born of water and the Spirit and enter into the kingdom of God's dear Son? If we can help you in your obedience to Jesus, won't you respond and come this morning in repentance and confession, in belief and in baptism, where you are joined with Christ and accept the gift of becoming adopted into God's family? Won't you come this morning if we can help you in any way, if you need prayers, as we stand and as we sing.